From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Lippin reporting. A massive snowstorm that blanketed the U.S. East Coast moves out to sea, leaving at least 17 people dead. The storm that began late Friday and ended early Sunday dumped near-record snowfall in some major U.S. cities and caused heavy flooding along the coast. Residents emerged after daybreak on Sunday with snowplows and shovels, while tens of thousands of stranded travelers scrambled to get to their destinations or find alternate arrangements. The U.S. National Weather Service reported 45 centimeters of snow fell at Reagan National Airport outside Washington, the official tally for snowfall in the District of Columbia. Public transportation in Washington remained shut down on Sunday for a second day. But at least 500 people walked to the city's popular DuPont Circle Park for a friendly snow battle. The snowball fight organized by the Washington, D.C. Snowball Fight Association was one of several held throughout the city and organized by residents through Facebook. Iranian officials say their flagship airline will finalize a deal to buy 114 passenger jets from European plane maker Airbus. Iranian media quote Transport Minister Abbas Akhundi as saying Iran Air will sign the deal when Iranian President Hassan Rouhani visits France on Wednesday. Syrian pro-government forces recaptured the town of Rabia near the Turkish border on Sunday, continuing a series of victories over rebels in Latakia province. Britain-based rights group the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the pro-government troops received help from Russian airstrikes and Russian military officers. You're listening to VOA News.